we are. Welcome, everybody, to the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. On this lovely Tuesday evening, it is time to talk about what could possibly be one of the quintessential summer movies of all time. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Grease
Jaws.
2. No, Grease 2.
Jaws.
Wasn't Grease 2 a late spring?
Grease 2 came out in 78.
Nobody remembers.
No, Grease 2 came out in 82.
I think two people saw that in the theater.
Grease
came out in 78, yeah. And by the way, I really do believe Grease 2 is a superior movie. That's not a joke.
Yeah,
anyway, joining me tonight on this packed show, to my left, all the way to my far left, ladies and gentlemen, he is the horror aficionado. He is the punk rock superstar. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the only Gannon in the house tonight.
Ooh,
that's
Wait,
right.
We're actually starting?
Yeah, we've been on. We've definitely been on. Also joining me.
They're all here.
Also joining me tonight, back from his 2-week hiatus. He's back from touring.
A sabbatical.
Yeah, a little bit of a sabbatical. He was touring Los Angeles, Denver, and New Mexico.
I saw Blake Anderson.
Oh, lovely. Ladies and gentlemen, the comic book artist extraordinaire, the man who is the author of the Kukui Project. Hopefully he sold
Kukui Project.
He hopefully sold some comics over there at Dink.
Spit it out, Junior.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Todd Bernardi. Ooh. He's in the house tonight.
My third favorite Bernardi.
Also joining us tonight.
Fourth, actually, after the mom.
Yeah, there you go.
I was saying the mom and Nadia. Oh, Panino. Oh, geez. Yeah, fourth.
Yeah.
Did you turn your mic off or something? What did you do this? There you go. Yeah, there you go. Just wondering what you did to it. Anyway, joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to my right, he is
the most comfortable guest we've ever had.
He is the cinema scholar. He is our very own cinnamon scallop. And he is the master of hard media. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for A-Rod in the house tonight.
That's why Michelangelo has to have a handful of napkins.
Because he's the master of hard media? Yeah. Roger that. Also joining me tonight, ladies and gentlemen, he is my cinema soulmate, my hetero life mate. He is also a professor
of
cinema.
Wishing he never came tonight.
Yeah, wishing he didn't. He's just telling us to hurry the hell up. He is the professor of cinema. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. I have a bone to pick with him tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Professor Barry. He's here tonight.
Should I don't you think be you guys hearing are such personal information? Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Close enough for that.
All right. Also joining us tonight, he also attended the premiere of Infinity War. He is our gaming guru, ladies and gentlemen.
I walked past the theater.
It's Format. He's in the house tonight. Yes, Format's here.
Format.
Mm-hmm.
Myself
at that. Last, but certainly not least, looking like Opie from the Andy Griffith Show.
G. Willikers, G. I was wondering when you were going to introduce me.
He is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic books.
At the crick.
He is the crick. He is the owner, proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles right here in the heart of Kahului Town. Where is it? It's in Between the Sheiks with Dr. Daddy Leaks. He's in the house tonight. Dr. Leaks, how are you, sir? How are you?
I'm not as good as I was before you introduced me.
Well, tonight, as you all know, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Nerdwatch's spoiler cast for Avengers Infinity War. You are not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We figured our first hour would be all of our reviews, and then we do a special two-parter, and what we do is we talk about maybe some of the comic book connections and things
Hulk's
of that
underwear.
Nature. And things of that nature. So that's coming up very, very shortly as well, so we'll do that for the second hour. So before we get started, first things first, my bone to pick with Professor Barry, the founder of the Hawaii Film Critics Society. Professor Barry, on his Facebook page, put up that he has now been writing for Maui Time for the last 10 years. So everybody give him a round of applause.
Ooh. 10 years.
Okay, here's the thing. So I was reading the post, and it was.
If I had my way, he wouldn't have made it there.
It was.
Gannon wanted you fired five or 6 years ago.
Yeah. So.
2011.
Yeah. 2011. I was reading this post,
love that you
and
guys
it was
have cute anniversaries like this.
I was reading this post, and Barry saying how wonderful it is that he's back home and he's writing for the local paper here and how much he enjoyed it. And he started naming off all of these wonderful people that assisted him with his work and things of that nature.
He didn't mention you?
And not once was I mentioned.
Well, you don't do anything.
What
so
do you? What do you
that's
really do?
Well,
can
I
you describe what you what service you
here's
provide?
Here's the thing: is that I figured
is he supposed to name all his friends or people
just,
that contributed
just,
to his rise?
Just to the ones that were instrumental. And I figured,
yeah.
That since,
again, what did you do?
Here's the thing:
I don't think being someone's number one fan counts.
Well, if I'm someone's inspiration, because he's my inspiration of starting this show,
it's not a boomerang thing.
It'd be a reciprocal kind of thing. Doesn't but apparently, it's cool. Not. So you know, whatever. So, yeah, happy anniversary, Professor Barry. Really appreciate it.
Are we going to see some conservative tears?
Oh, man. Yeah. My. Yeah.
They're called crocodile tears.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
What they are.
Same thing.
So, yeah. So, good luck
do
to you.
Do you want me to comment on this? You're so. Or you just sit here and take it. Really?
No, either. Whatever like, you want to
like,
do.
Like you're that's so, a rhetorical bash down.
You're so angry, it's like Michelle Wolf made fun of you.
Take that. Morgan, or?
Yeah, hold the bottom. Yeah. There we go.
No. To be fair, there were a lot of people I wanted to put on that list. And, mm-hmm. You know, it's a Facebook post, so I don't want to like just have it be like a phone book. Mm. No, in all honesty, I remember
what's
vividly.
A phone book?
No, right. I've heard that before from young people. I remember the first day I met you, mm-hmm. And that was the day that Nelda Mamwad, founder of Maui Watch. Mm-hmm. Coined me Professor Barry before I was actually a professor. He kind of said it jokingly, but I was like, you know, that was really nice, mm-hmm. Obviously, because I said, like, yeah, I'm going to teach this film class in the fall. Like, oh, Professor Barry, which is pretty cool. On that episode, that was the same episode that I met you. Mm-hmm. That was in summer of 06. And it was pretty cool because we have that episode recorded.
Yeah, we do.
So I love that episode because, for one thing, you and I hit it off really quickly, and we could hear the chemistry on the episode. We're talking about Star Wars and how excited we were that Superman Returns was coming out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys all hearing this? Huh?
But yeah. No,
Returns is pretty good.
You know what you...
I'm not hearing the part where he
it's got,
found you
oh,
instrumental
is that what they were getting at?
To his
you know what,
becoming who he is.
What G and Neldon did that provided me with something really, really special was when I first started teaching film classes, I was missing doing this kind of stuff because at that point, I wasn't writing for Maui Time. At that point, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I had just gotten the university job. I was out here for the summer. And what I wound up doing, what you guys allowed me to do, was mm-hmm. I would call in every morning to do a movie review on your show mm-hmm. on Maui while I was living in Colorado, and that meant the world to me because I look forward to that. And as Julia will attest, I actually turned down a few jobs just so I could do it because I loved it and looked forward to it so much.
Oh man! So, now I'm feeling a little bad, but thank you, Barry. Yeah. It makes me feel so much
you
better.
You should feel bad.
I feel so much better about our friendship and our being life mates. I really
actually it makes it worse because that was so special to him, but he still forgot your name.
That's
it actually kind of makes
it
worse.
I think you made a good point. So,
what did you do, G?
What did you do to make him so upset?
I don't know what. Well, anyway, was it
bring me on the Nerd Watch?
Yeah, that was definitely one of the things. Professor Barry was really cool because when we were doing our morning show together, me and my partner, he brought us. He was our. I guess you could say he was the one that brought us together.
Okay, hold on. I need to put a stop to this. Mm-hmm. Julia Wurst just said, gee, he freaking turned down legit money to call into your show for free! !! You might want to just drop it at this
and
point.
And I am. I know. Now his wife's involved, and now I was just... I was
of emojis, though. I mean, happy face, crying face, knife, gun...
Wow.
Skull. Crazy. Purple eggplant.
Well, we...
It's
very personal.
I did that in jest. I mean, I wasn't really hurt that I wasn't in the post or anything.
So we just wasted all this time?
Yeah, you were. That's why you brought it up. Even try to hide that.
No, I'll edit kidding. The post when I get
it. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But no, it's absolutely a blessing that to have you back home and be able to write for a local publication, and everybody gets to hear your voice here on Maui. And once again, he is also the founder of the Hawaii Film Critics Society, which Hawaii has never had for in the state ever. So good on you, sir, and congratulations to you on that. And let's hope for another 10, 20 years.
Well, not if Gannon has any say.
That's true.
I haven't reactivated my campaign in a while.
Okay.
But I also haven't read a review of his that I really got upset about.
Okay,
yet.
Good.
It's not summer yet.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
And I, by the way, I have a bone to pick with you, G.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Calling Avengers a summer movie? It's school still in session. It's true. Not a summer movie, man.
But
is going to play till September.
No, but to be fair, do we not say the beginning of summer actually starts when Fast and the Furious starts in April?
No, they try to get that going.
Oh,
come
okay.
on.
No, okay, no, okay, no. Okay.
I think Deadpool 2 is the beginning of the summer.
Oh, when you say
that's,
interesting.
That's,
okay.
the first summer movie.
And okay. also, fair evidently, enough. A superior movie to Avengers.
Don't start. We're not even getting there yet. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Professor Barry, I consider him the heart and soul of the show, even when he's not here.
We've got like 15 minutes.
So
to tell
anyway.
This
anyway, moving on. I do want to talk about. We do have a couple of special heart guests who have also been on the show before. A very lovely lady and a very beautiful man. Has been on this show. They are Sin and Isaac are on the show tonight as well. They're in the Peanut Gallery tonight. So glad to say hey. Say hi to everybody if you can.
She's our friend and she's crazy.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. She's a pretty good wife too. She actually gave up her seat of Avengers for her husband.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
Wow. Solid.
Yeah, it's pretty
all
awesome.
They lost their babysitter.
Yeah.
Did you ever
find her? No. That's all because they lost their baby.
They lost their babysitter.
No.
But they never found her.
Is that what it was? No. Okay, just checking.
A pig ate it, a wild boar.
What it is next hour.
Shark it.
It was a dingo.
Shark attack.
Next hour, we'll do it. We'll be a little more.
Dingo ate
your
baby.
We'll be a little more free, and maybe we can get their reviews on Infinity War as well.
Dwayne Nakoba's asking about the comic list. Is that going to be on this pod?
Not today. We figured we'd screw the comic.
Sorry, Dwayne. All right. Why don't you guys
down here in the comments?
There's room for the podcast to happen out by the dumpster. I didn't know if you knew that.
I think we should have the comic book
no
list.
Room in here,
All right. We have to get to the comic book list, of course.
And I think
we can hold it for the second.
Before we get to Infinity War, it is important. So, ladies and gentlemen, right before we get to Infinity War, I do want to talk about Wednesday is. New Comic Book Wednesday right here at 115 South Waukea Avenue and all across the country. New comic books come out every single Wednesday right here. And, of course,
on Saturday,
ladies and gentlemen, it is Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, you got it right.
Yes, Free Comic Book Day happening this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great event. Friends and family come out and enjoy free comics. Todd will be there.
Don't tell him that.
The Rock is going to be there.
Is he?
There'll be a few
the
rocks.
Rock.
Okay, good. In the parking lot. But anyway, before we do get to Free Comic Book Day, which you all are invited to, what time does the festivity start, by the way?
Just when we open, around 10.
10 o'clock when we open?
Are you guys offering free hot dogs and stuff, too?
We don't.
Oh, man, you guys are behind. Let's Game Over guys know what they got going on.
Yeah, Game Over
and Lahaina. Game Over Comics at Lahaina have refreshments?
Doing their grand opening.
Okay, screw this.
We've got refreshments.
Hot dogs
we're going to have
a
guy selling Port Mochi out here.
Oh, nice, nice.
Let's not reactivate that
a hot dog last time I checked.
Oh, okay.
You want to drive to Lahaina for a hot dog? Go for it.
So, is a hot dog a sandwich? No, we're not going to get into that.
Oh, don't even start.
No, don't do that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to check in with the owner proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles, our good friend Dr. Daddy Leaks. Let's find out what's new.
I'm going to hit my ejector switch.
What's new in the world?
Professor Barry became a professor.
It means you're also a daddy.
Oh, I already did that.
Look.
What's happening? What's new in the world of the comic books?
Stop. Okay.
Okay, good. There it is. Yes.
Crickets.
Yes. Action Comics Special number 1. Astonishing X-Men number 11. We're going to have...
Whoa, what's Action Comics number 1?
I don't know,
it's
actually.
It's the first comic of Action Comics.
Isn't that after
the 1,000th.
I was going to say, thank you.
Shouldn't it be 1,001? And everybody, if you guys want to talk about like Avengers tonight... We should just not interrupt him.
All right, yeah, I'm not going to. Then shut up, Todd.
Keep interrupting me. Captain America 701. DC
What's
Nation.
701?
DC. It's a number format.
Nice.
DC Nation number 0, which is a 25-cent comic, but I'm actually going to just be giving it out as part of the free comic book day festivities.
Wow.
But
nice.
Just be aware that comic stores do have to buy the free comic books that they hand out on free comic book day.
You're so generous. Thanks a lot, Opie.
Oh,
but are you trying to start a slip?
Don't even make that a thing.
But wait, it's supposed to come out Wednesday. Does that mean we can't buy it on Wednesday?
No.
You can buy it for a quarter or get it free on Saturday.
Yeah, you
want to
buy it on Wednesday for a quarter, you can.
Oh! Todd with all the answers.
He's so smart.
He is smart. All right, next.
Let's see.
Let's skip the 8th grade.
Harley Loves Joker, number 1 of 2. That sounds like fun. Hunt for Wolverine, Weapon Lost, number 1 of 4.
Ooh.
Let's see.
Weapon Lost. Did he lose, yeah, his, did he lose his claws or something?
No, he loses his
come
weapon.
Up with something.
Oh, okay.
Sex Criminals, number 24, with a special Triple X Elsa Chartier variant cover.
Put that in Todd's pools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pronounced Charity.
Is it Charity?
Chartier.
Okay. Chartier. Whatever, however you say
I like
it.
Chartier much better. It's good. Chartier Spawn, is awesome.
Spawn 285. Let's see. Star Wars Tag and Bink. We're here.
Star Wars? Was that a Boston accent that came out?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars Tag and Bink. The Pac and the Con. Have it, yeah.
Tag and Bink.
Venomize, number 5 of 5. That's the final part of that series. Walking Dead, 179.
Nice.
Still going on. You Are Deadpool, number 1 of 5. I think that's like a choose-your-own-adventure Deadpool kind of
cool.
book. And X-Men Gold, number 27. Oh, and Xerxes, Fall of the House of Darius, number 2 of 5. By that piece of white trash, according to Neil Adams, Frank Miller.
Frank Miller! I had no idea.
You can call them white trash because they're friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know they were that close.
I was going to say, our dynamic's not much different.
I know, Todd, you white trash.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, our dynamic's not different. Not that it's true that I'm white trash. I'm not white trash, I don't think.
You can get all those comic books right here at 115 South Waikea Avenue. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles right here in the heart of Kahului Town. Just ask for Dr. Leaks. And he'll cure whatever ails you
Michael
in the comic
Cannon
book world.
Is asking if Alika Cannon. Did the 5,000 issue buy-in for the DC Nation book to get the custom page.
And they didn't state anything about that on the order form. I did buy 500 copies to get the 1 in 500 variant.
What are you going
to
sell me?
The one I'm going to sell you, I guess. If you buy 100 of the other comics that I had to buy to get it.
Wow,
yeah, sure.
Pretty crazy. So check it out. Also, don't forget New Comic Book Day, May 5th. You're going to want to check it out.
Titles from all the major publishers, from DC to Marvel to Boom Studios.
Carl Amano says Milking the Cow, number 1.
Yes, that's basically every Marvel title right now. And
I don't even have to
we're gonna have
on Marvel anymore.
Night Darling Cosplay
is
going to be there.
Is she?
Todd Bernardi is going to be there.
Is he?
I don't know why I'm telling people that. Shane O'Shaughnessy will be there.
But he's there to buy books.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
And
I'm
going to
be first in line.
Totally
like,
free comic books.
How much is this free comic book?
May 5th,
take
Saturday,
your money.
All day.
It's going to be awesome. All right. Are you doing an auction that day or not this time?
We'll see how I feel at the end of the day.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get
I usually
right.
just have a long box of comics that people really want and see if there's any interest. If there's only like 3 people there, it's not going to be a bidding war.
Sure, sure.
Why do it?
Well, it's time to get into the meat of the matter tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to talk about all things Infinity War.
I hated it.
Hey, listen. Why don't you shut up for a minute? Let me finish. Here's what's happening. We all had the opportunity to view Infinity War at the theater this weekend. Matter of fact, Dr. Leakes had a very special date with another comic book
Not
owner.
Not a doctor.
I beg to differ.
Now.
It's like a Professor Barry thing where I have to.
Yeah. Stop.
There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, you are going to be a doctor.
Stop looking at his rash.
All right, so Infinity War.
And
where,
a prescription.
Where should we start? Should we start at the end?
Start
should
with
we
Barry.
Start with Barry? Yeah.
Start at the end where the credits are.
All right. Or should we start with me so I'm not accused of anything?
Yeah, start with you. That way you can't change your mind.
He's
going to
change
Barry
it anyways.
Talks.
All right, here we go. All right, let me get
but
started.
Wait a minute. Barry's review is already out, though, so that doesn't
matter. I haven't read it just because I didn't want to read it, so I didn't get a chance to read
it. No, he read it. He read it. He reads everything you write immediately. So he read it. He read it.
I haven't read it yet. Sorry.
No.
Good, I have not read it. So let's get right into it.
He totally read it.
Avengers, Infinity War.
You loved it.
Oh, boy.
You loved it so hard.
Well, let me start off
by
saying...
I can see his nipples.
Let me start off by saying... Oh, yeah, they are a little... Anyway, let me start off by saying this.
I loved it long time.
Infinity War was something I was not expecting.
Yeah.
It was... And it was.
What movie did you think you were there to see?
No. I mean, as in, I wasn't.
Like, this isn't Smurfs 4.
I wasn't.
This isn't the sequel to A Quiet Place.
I wasn't expecting the film that I got. And when I say that, I wasn't expecting. It almost felt like, and I think I remarked to Professor Barry the evening that we watched it, that I felt that this movie felt like a series of
unfortunate events.
Felt like what Star Wars felt like back in the 70s when George Lucas was making Star Wars, like his like serials. It felt like the Star Wars this Infinity War felt like a serial. Yeah, like a old cereal.
C-3PO's were dope. Yeah, cool.
Not that kind of cereal.
I still have the rocket ship thing. Those yeah. Like syringe.
We're never going to get through this unless you guys.
That's on purpose at this point.
Yeah, I figure. but anyway, it very much felt like it didn't. It felt like there was
Kai,
just a series
over there,
of really cool, really cool cliffhangers to situations, and it felt a lot like. It felt a lot like an Indiana Jones or a Star Wars movie. It felt like a very older serial, and it wasn't bad. It was actually kind of fun. It was enjoyable to see those different stories take place, and then moving on to another story and going, "Ooh, what's going to happen?" And then you go back to that story, and you know, it felt very fun to me. Ironically enough, I have to say that not to get too into it, but I have to say that I almost feel as if now all of the not so great villains in the Marvel Universe have actually been kind of made up by Thanos. I think Thanos is very, considering how much time he had on screen, he was fairly well-rounded. He had purpose. It was the reason why he was doing what he was doing was there.
He had the most time on screen of any character.
And there was empathy there. You could relate.
It was his story.
You could relate to his story. And I really felt that this is why we've been getting such inferior villains in the Marvel Universe, because Thanos' story just sticks out that much better. It's very cool. So I think that Josh Brolin did a very good job as Thanos. And I think that for some reason, I didn't think it was going to work because there were so many disparate parts to this. And to see how this possibly could fail was amazing to me. I thought that there was not going to be any way they could put all these people together in this one movie and make something cohesive and cogent. And the Russo brothers, to their credit, did a very good job.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
It sounds like you didn't even watch the movie.
No, I was sleeping in the seat that I was in. No. No, I have to tell you that I was thoroughly impressed. I was really surprised that they could get as much emotional heft from each of the characters they had and were able to convey one story, even though there were separate stories that were being told. And it was very cool. And I have to say that this – the theory that this is Marvel's Empire Strikes Back, I think that that kind of holds true. It feels that way. And at the end of that film, when we were sitting there, it felt like when that title screen went up to end the movie, there was a hush across the theater, and it felt as if mourning started. There was this mourning that started happening for what had just happened on screen. And it was cool. I was like, I wasn't expecting that. And I wasn't expecting that. I mean, other than format, because I went up to the seat and I remarked. I said, it's like everybody's mourning here. It's like it's a funeral. But it was very well done. I have to say, for me, overall, I thought, without getting to the logistics, which we'll get into in the second half of the podcast, I really enjoyed it. It was much better than I expected. I really was surprised that they got as much chemistry out of everyone's parts and when putting them together as they did. I thought the Doctor Strange and Tony Stark stuff was great. I think the only time I thought the movie ever sagged was when...
Where he called him a douchebag?
That was great. That was good. Hey, listen, you get your chance. The only thing I thought where the movie lagged a bit was in the middle where it was Thor and Rocket Raccoon and Groot in the middle there. There was this section.
After they left on the pod?
Yeah.
Before they left on the pod, it was incredible.
It was great.
When he called everybody a moron.
Yeah,
was one of the best laughs of the whole movie.
Yeah, no, that was really good. There was this lull in there just a bit. It started to sag just a bit. But other than that, I thought that was one of the only places where I could see a negative for me. Other than that, I thought Peter Dinklage was great. I thought that James Brolin was fantastic. I'm glad Mark Ruffalo convinced him to take the job because he did such a great job at it. The fact that they could actually fit in Thanos' story and how he hooked up with Gamora and were able to put that in such a succinct way and for everybody to understand it. And it is Star Wars because he's trying to bring balance to the universe. And I think that for them to convey that message in such a short period of time was pretty amazing considering.
I think they needed it too though.
No. That's what I mean. They did need it. And it was interesting that they did it so well and so quickly.
It's really great like the way that he gives this girl a knife and she totally forgets about her mother
like,
being murdered in the crowd.
Yeah.
Like I thought that that was totally believable.
She looks at the knife and she's like, oh, what side did my mom go on again? Who cares?
Hey. Calm down.
You know what I love about Baby Gamora? She looks like the Grinch from Jim Carrey's live-action movie.
She kind of does. Yeah, she kind of does.
Do you know who that little girl was?
No.
This is a little obscure, but it goes back to what I'm supposed to be famous for on the show.
The horror fish.
Sean Greenblatt, who was John Doe in Freddy's Dead. Yeah. That's his daughter.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's a Disney Channel actress now.
No way. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's very obscure.
Very obscure.
Thank you, sir.
Is she on any well-known shows?
I don't know, but she's supposedly... kind of getting up there.
Does she have a mother that she forgot about in real life too?
No.
All right.
The sweet life of Disney.
So here's the thing. We'll critique it as in the next half. But here's the thing. Overall, I thought it was very enjoyable. I thought that the ending was very well done. I think that the fact that we all thought up until we saw the film
that'll tied everyone over for 2 years.
Yeah, right. Well, a year because it comes out next year.
Oh, nice.
The second half comes out next year. But what I think is interesting is I love the fact that they. All the talk was Captain America and Iron Man are going to die, and I love the fact that they let that go and they let that just swirl in the rumor mill, and that was brilliant. And the way they ended it, I thought was very well done. And for me, I was very impressed, and I was completely enthralled with the film, and I really enjoyed it more than I thought I would because I didn't think it was going to work. So I won't give my star rating, but I thought it was very, very well done. And for a movie that is...
It's very anticlimactic. Carl Amano is asking exactly how many stars did you
four
get?
4 out of 4.
I will let you know momentarily.
4 out of 4.
But I'm going to go to... Should I go to my left or my right? Where do we like to start?
Well, he's waiting for Aaron.
Okay. Well, should we? Let's go to Aaron next, then. I guess
we have to please the whatever fans we have.
The master of hard media, the cinema scholar, and the most disgusting appetizer on the menu, our cinnamon scallop. What did you think of Infinity War?
Surprisingly, I was completely enthralled. It was way better than I expected it to be.
Why is it way better than anybody expected it to be?
I don't know. I just.
This is not
stupid. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of expecting it to disappoint.
Yeah. I was...
What do you think?
I don't know. Just too much hype around and all that, so I wasn't holding my expectations high.
Right.
But I do agree that the middle part that you're saying had a little too much exposition and it dragged on a little too long.
Yeah.
But I understand, you know, you can't have battle.
For sure.
But I think it dragged it on a little
totally
too long.
Can.
But but I knew who was, you know... The whole rumor thing of who was, you know, Captain America Stark. So I'm glad that they chose to go a different route because it completely surprised me of how much happened in that end.
Yeah.
There's a lot that happens at the last.
The spoiler ban got lifted today. So
you can say whatever you want. That's true.
This is a spoiler cast.
Yeah, quit trying to...
Don't beat around the bush.
Don't beat around the bush, pal.
I don't want... So, like, the last 30, 20 minutes, I think there's a lot that happens. And I thought I was watching A Quiet Place because, like you said, it was just completely quiet. You could hear a pin drop, and everybody was just, like, gasping, like, whoa.
Right.
I mean, some guy even yelled all hashtag what the F or something.
Did he yell hashtag?
He did.
Hashtag what the F?
I hate this generation. I hate this world now.
He was going, he was not happy.
I'm glad that half of us disappeared.
Well, what's interesting is that exactly what Aaron is saying is absolutely right, because during the film, when Captain America shows up, everybody would start cheering. When Black Panther shows up, everybody would start cheering.
When Thor showed up, everybody started cheering.
That was a pretty great moment.
Well, at the end.
Thor came
out. Well, at the end. When he slammed into the windshield, no one was cheering.
I kind of was into that, too.
So you know, you are a fan of selective films. Where does this rank for you? Do you think that this is a better film?
That's the most broad statement I've ever heard. We all are. We don't love everything.
Didn't I say Marvel?
The Marvel Universe.
I mean the Marvel Universe. That's what I meant. Oh, I'm sorry.
Selective films.
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I said Marvel.
Movies that Aaron picked.
Yeah. I meant the Marvel. You're very selective of the Marvel films.
They did much better than Justice League for putting so many.
That's not a Marvel movie.
Actually, Justice League was one of the best Marvel movies.
Is this when you're like the opposite team, but you're really bad, so you're the best player on the other team?
Yeah. You're freaking horrible.
But for focusing so much on so many
characters. All the Marvel movies are garbage, and Justice League was one of the best DC movies. So it's kind of because they made it like a Marvel movie.
Fair enough. Your turn is coming. Will you let me finish?
Thank you. Shut up.
So yeah, they did the Russos did a really great job of focusing on so many characters equally and giving them so much emotion, like you said.
Yeah.
Compared to Justice League, it's done so much better.
Yeah, yeah. So overall for you, you were pretty impressed.
Pretty high up there. Yeah.
Are you excited about the next film in the in line?
I hope they don't resurrect people. I hope they just leave it as it is.
They're gonna.
I hate to tell you.
Well, here's the
they killed Spider-Man. Spider-Man's coming back.
Yeah, he's totally coming back. Yeah. He's too young to die.
Yeah.
What was most shocking, because you know after the finger snap, all the people who turn to dust, those are the ones that are definitely coming back. But the ones,
there's no way that's going to happen. Black Panther got one movie, that's it for him.
So that's exactly what I said.
They made a gajillion dollars, there's no way they're going to make another one.
I said, everyone's going to be disappointed we're not getting that Black Panther sequel.
But the pre-snap deaths were what was shocking, because those people, you're like, it's iffy if they're going to devise a way for them to come back unless it's time travel. You know what I mean?
See, but that's
this
the thing.
This is a weird conversation for us to have, because we all are steeped in comic book stuff.
There are some.
And none of it actually matters.
See, and that's what
Marvel's Marvel movies are a terrible, terrible adaptation of the comics.
All right.
There's no way that they actually did Infinity Gauntlet in this movie.
They didn't say they were making
Infinity Gauntlet. That's for the next hour. So let's talk about the review, though. Alika, would you like to finish your point, and then I'll move to format after you're done?
Oh, what was my point?
I thought you were starting your kind of review on it.
No, I wasn't starting a review.
No, we're going to do... No, we're not skipping
I want a full review. Why don't you just move on? There's no point there.
All right. I thought you were starting your review. I'm going to wait. I'm going to give Barry the last word.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Changes mine. I'm gonna delay mine. Though.
So format. What do you think? You were sitting in the theater with us. It was nice having you there, by the way, because you don't want to get to always make it to him. Yeah. So it was fun having you there.
I don't know why. I'm never there. Anyway, I liked it. I thought it was quite enjoyable. I don't know what else you want. there's more stuff, but it's all like nitpicking, like comic versus MCU stuff.
Yeah, well,
the other problem,
sure,
because it's a comic movie, is because, you know, there, and this is going to be the next hour discussion, there are multiple ways that the wielder of the Infinity Gauntlet's defeated or their works are undone at the end of each. There's Infinity War, Infinity Crusade, Infinity Gauntlet, and other stories like Annihilation, which are based around the Infinity Stones. So, there's a number of ways that these things can be undone. And with the purchase of Fox coming back to, you know, a lot of the, you know, Fantastic Four and X-Men-based characters coming back,
right,
a lot more of those options get put on the table as well.
Right.
So Hugh Jackman's in the next one for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Old man Logan.
It's a funny thing to say.
It is classic tank top and jeans.
Well, because in the current Hunt for Wolverine, that is what begins the, you know, they're redoing an Infinity Quest now in the comics. They're adding another, you know, so-called log on this Infinity Fire for Marvel and having another resolution to an Infinity story,
right,
which starts with Logan walking in with an Infinity Gem in his hand for some reason.
Nice. Well, we'll find that out next
hour. We all know that none of this is going to happen in the next movie, though, right? There's no X-Men, no Fantastic Four.
So what about you? What about you, Dr. Leakes? What did you think of the film?
I loved it.
Did you?
Yes, I did. It was incredible.
Incredible.
And I did not expect to love it, like some freaks in the I thought this blockbuster movie wasn't going to be as good as it was.
I don't know.
Well, to be fair to the guys that say that, like myself and like Professor Barry and Aaron, it's because when you get to the to the pinnacle of this, and there's so
because
many
you were like James Cameron said it wasn't going to be good.
No. It's just a bloating of characters, and you get lost in the
yeah,
shuffle.
Yeah, but like you know, Marvel Disney is a business, and they're the best there is at what they do, and they like we were discussing this on the 2-hour podcast about the. No, they refine it. They, you know,
somebody didn't see John Carter.
Not only do they do the market research leading up to the movie and do the best they can with what they got,
you know,
and then after that movie comes out, they regroup and they, you know, re-strategize. So the lessons they learned from Avengers 2 being a total dud, and then Civil War being a lot more enjoyable but still having its overblown problems.
Age of Ultron was a dud?
In my eyes.
It only made $1 billion. Yeah.
Sure. Well, as a fan, not as making money,
Marvel
which seems to be the only metric that people think means anything to movies, but it doesn't.
Aren't you the same guy that didn't like Last Jedi?
I didn't like what they did with Luke in Last Jedi. Yeah. I liked the movie itself.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so, but they, you know, they took their lessons from the bloated movies and they learned how to make it more enjoyable. They paired everybody off or put everybody off on teams and bounced back and forth in this whimsical adventure style. And actually, it's.
I can hear you breathing, Todd.
He's just breathing straight.
Here, let me do it then.
Don't do it. Thanks, I appreciate that.
That's awesome. And they...
I should have done that.
You know, it's funny that it's titled Avengers because obviously the reason everybody's together is the Avengers, and that's basically the glue of the Marvel Universe. But it felt more like a Guardians movie just because of all the cosmic set pieces and the cuts between each of the sets when they would, you know, name the location that they're at and... Mm-hmm. It was very reminiscent of the style that was Guardians was shot in when they would change.
Well,
sets.
To be fair, we could actually say that this is the first time that the universe has actually gone cosmic, literally.
Yeah, exactly. So you know we're going on auxiliary. We're going into the mystic realm with Doctor Strange. We're going into the quantum realm with Ant-Man. We have the cosmic with Guardians.
Right.
And then, you know, this is the first time that everybody, I mean. You know, they did a lot of callbacks to the Avengers movies to try to me, those are the weakest threads where they're like, "You, Tony Stark was like, you know my name and all that." And it's all supposed to harken back to the first Avengers movie where he goes into the void to fight the Chitauri and all that. But to me, the stronger connective tissue, because obviously visually and the way the movie looks and the locations that they go to, is there's a stronger connection to the Guardians movies and things like that than anything else.
It's just so overall, you really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it, yeah. Okay,
good. Ganon.
I'm going to wait to hear what Barry says.
All right, fine. Well.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, go ahead.
It was good.
Anything in particular stick out to you?
No, I mean, I agree with what you said. I was kind of too young to really understand what it meant for Empire when that came out.
Yeah,
I think this movie's probably the closest this generation's going to ever have to that.
Yep,
because you could kind of see it amongst people and the age of the internet too. I love the chemistry because if there's anything that Marvel's done really well is they've casted very well.
Yeah,
And each character has their moment to shine. Not everyone though, like everybody claims, like Captain America is kind of brushstrokes only in this movie, but you know because they're saving the bigger and better stuff for him in the next one and so on and so forth. I really dug it.
Well, I just wanted to comment on the Captain America thing because that it's true. Like, I kind of actually left me wanting for
his
story.
He's barely really there.
Because, you know, they actually tease the Nomad stuff so much. And, I guess he kind of is that character already, but it was like, you know, yeah, he's only.
I think it would have required more setup to say he's this whole other character now. Yeah. And, you know, like, you don't want to waste time establishing he's somebody else.
The one powerful line he had kind of, you know, set that path in stone.
Right.
Which was, I'm way beyond whatever.
Oh, I thought it was we don't trade lives.
Oh, that's a pretty strong one, too.
Yeah.
We're way beyond asking.
One is way better.
Yeah, beyond asking and whatever.
Mm. Or where he's like, we'll fight you, too. Yeah. That's like the strongest stuff character-wise for him, yeah.
So for you, you had a good time with better than you expected.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes...
I was expecting it to be dope.
As far as the argument, I mean, I did say, and I said it to all of you guys, there was room for this movie to be a disappointment, but not because it was going to be bad by execution or any of those things. It's just the anticipation to build up to something after 10 years.
Yep.
will it live up to what you think it should be?
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with how the movie's made, written, or any of that stuff. It's just like, it's our fault. You know what I mean? Like, what sure. we have in here, that movie should be. And the movie definitely zigged where you thought it would zag, yeah. but in very good ways.
Yeah, ironically enough, a little side note, we'll talk about it on the next hour, but this movie was actually written by the two gentlemen that wrote a very inferior Marvel film that was Captain America: The First Avenger. Feely and Mark, I forget the name.
I thought that was a great Marvel film.
I thought they wrote all the Captain America movies.
No.
Pretty sure they did.
We'll double check that. Winter Soldier.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Did they write that one too? I don't know. I don't think they did. But anyway.
Because I think they made it a big deal to say that the guys that have been writing Captain America wrote it from the first movie all the way through.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a good thing that Captain America was actually in this movie.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Todd.
Barely. Oh, here we go.
Todd. You have approximately 6 minutes.
Were you done?
And then we'll go.
Sort of.
You sort of. Well, we'll get to you in the next hour. We got to get to Todd and Barry.
Shut your lips.
Todd, I can't wait to hear this. go right ahead. You're up next.
I saw it because my wife wanted to go see a movie yesterday. And we had the date
with Tom Holland.
I was not going to see this movie.
I love how you drank Nadia into this.
And
like,
she.
I'm going to blame my wife.
And she. I was not going to go see this movie, and then she, like. Lo and behold, I had a day off after being on vacation all of a sudden. And then,
weird how that works.
And then, you know, we had, like, well, what should we do in there? And she's like, well, it's raining, so should we go see a movie? I was like, yeah. And I was like, we could go see Avengers because you're going to talk about it on the podcast. So I went reluctantly. And
don't talk about the movie. Just keep talking about the film.
I know, man.
This is good.
So I was kicking and screaming in the lobby.
Yesterday? Did you see anybody yesterday while you were post film? Did you bump in anybody?
So after the movie,
thanks. Good.
We went and got an acai bowl at pharmacy, and I bumped into Professor Barry out in Pukalani.
No way.
And I got to meet the very lovely Beatrice.
Let's put a pin in that for a second.
She was amazing.
I was completely right. Captain America 1, 2, 3, and Infinity War.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Didn't know that.
Well, including the next one, too.
Mm-hmm. So Barry lives in Pukalani.
Well, he was shopping there.
Could you give us an address?
Yeah.
We had a great discussion.
Oh, fantastic.
We talked about other...
That's where he dumps his refuse.
We talked about
a rifle through.
We talked about I asked him about Avengers Infinity War. He was like, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. So we had talked about other movies that are more important, like Kuleana. And
to take a quick break, go for broke
go
May
for
3rd,
broke.
Which is this Thursday Good. At the EL Theater. Make sure you get your tickets, guys.
Thanks, I asked him. I asked Barry what he was going to review, and he said, I reviewed Go for Broke. I really hope that they use that for my review this week in the Maui Time. And I was like, you know, these movies from Hawaii are doing so great. And he was like, these movies would play anywhere. I'd be watching this movie in Wisconsin. So basically, like, my review of Avengers is like, go see Go for Broke. Or Kuleana.
Done.
Or
deal.
Kuleana.
Okay, we can expound on that next hour because we don't have much time. I want to know how horrible you think this movie is. I cannot wait to hear this. It's gonna. This is good. This is good build for anticipation for the next hour. It's gonna
is
be.
It?
Why did you buy me a beer? Do you want me to punch you in the face?
I can't wait to hear this. Professor Barry, sir, the resident sage of movie dumb. You, sir, are the last on the list.
Did you just call him dumb?
No, movie dumb.
Yeah, you're calling him movie dumb.
I'm not. He's not. It's not. So, Professor Barry, you went to the premiere as well.
I did.
You had a lot of people clap for you, ironically enough, when I introduced you.
They thought it was somebody else.
No.
They clapped
erotically.
They clapped erotically. So, Professor Barry,
yeah.
Sir, you have always been you always have a very critical eye for the Marvel Universe. You're not afraid to let everybody know what you think of the films, and good on you. So, what was your?
Yeah, well, I'm not afraid to let him know what I think of what he thinks.
So, what was your take on Avengers: Infinity War?
I think it mostly works, I'd say the film is really a success. I want to talk about the ending without talking about the ending, just in case there's anybody who's gotten this far listening to this and you haven't seen the film yet. Just stop listening to this. Get back to
half
us.
Half of them die. Big deal.
Because this ending would be a big deal in any film, but this is a $300 million
product. And I say that respectfully, but also honestly. There is, as Aliga has indicated, there is so much corporate's hands on this film. There's a lot of jobs at stake whenever these movies are made. There's such a ridiculous amount of money. This film cost easy $300 million.
Yeah.
And yet, the ending of this film, it's one of the boldest endings of any mainstream movie I've seen in years. The ending of this film, the reaction in the theater, you're right, it's unprecedented. It's not at all what I'd expect from any film, let alone a corporate film, where really, honestly, most of the hardcore audience are children. And I think that's a very good thing. I think we need to give this film all the credit in the world because whatever. In a year from now, the ending will be moot or the ending
retcon
will be different. But you know what? The Empire Strikes Back is a really good example because it doesn't matter that it's a three-film story. It's still – that is still a standalone film. It still ends where Luke Skywalker does not have his hand. He found out the worst possible news about his father ever. Mm-hmm. The love of his life is his sister. He knows that now.
Gross.
And he's stuck with his two robot friends, really the only two real friends he has, and they're watching the cosmos in front of them that they're not a part of. They're not taking part in whatever comes next. It's a sad bummer. Beautiful but bittersweet ending for that film.
Yeah.
And that ending stands all by itself. You don't need Return of the Jedi to validate that ending. The ending of this movie is likewise. I think we should really give the Russo brothers, who I never thought I'd give them credit. I don't like them, but I think they've gotten better and better with every film. I really do. I find their directing unimaginative and uninteresting.
Did you not like Winter Soldier?
No.
No,
really?
No, I really
yeah,
don't.
You need to listen to the retrospective.
You like Civil War, though. They directed
no,
Civil War.
He didn't. No, he didn't. He did
parts
not.
Of it. Parts of it.
But what about the action? Like the way that they
like when they
the
fought
action,
in an airport, even
together.
Though the plot was don't damage public property.
I feel like Civil War is a movie of moments. I don't think it's a great film, and I think this movie is better than that because I feel like I feel like the moments really worked. Not to spend too much time because we have a whole other hour to talk about it. But for example, I mean, there's as I mentioned before, there's 22 characters on the movie poster. It's ridiculous. There's 22 characters crammed in that movie poster.
Yeah.
There's way too many characters for this movie.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, for the most part, everybody had some breathing room. Not only Thanos, whatever his name is.
Thanos.
Yeah. The one that jumps out at me, because I'm a big fan of Elizabeth Olsen. I had the chance to meet her back in 2011. She just did this movie called Marcy May Marlene.
Of course.
I love her in that film.
Great movie.
Great film. And I don't feel like she's ever had a role anywhere near that good since. And she's been kind of appearing in movies as the girlfriend or the wife or whatever. And as Scarlet Witch, I really feel like, man, she just is not being used in these movies until this one. I really cared about her subplot. I cared about her relationship with Vision. I liked that whole element of the movie. And that's just one part of the film that I think really works.
Yeah.
For the most part, I really feel like this movie did a good job of juggling because one of the problems – we brought it up. Let's bring it up again. One of the problems with Justice League is there would be a long period of time where, like, well, where's Batman? Where's Alfred? What the heck happened to Lois Lane? Like, there's too many subplots, and you feel like they're being ill-served. And I feel with this movie, even though there's a lot of characters and there's a lot of stuff going on, I really feel like this movie found its center, found a way to juggle a lot of jarring tonal changes.
Yeah.
Parts of this movie are really funny, but parts of this movie are really, really somber and grisly, too.
Dour.
This is not a film for children, by the way.
No.
And I think that's okay.
You know that in the first 10 minutes when they snap Loki's spine.
Well, I mean, for Pete's sake, this film is
very viscerally too. Like,
yeah,
his face
just like,
is all white,
and yeah, and his like bloated death face. Yeah,
the movie does not have to be gory to be intensely violent.
Correct,
this is an intensely violent film.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
But again, I think that's a good thing because I think sometimes, I mean, some of the best fairy tales are the ones that are the scariest. And there's a lot to be afraid of in Thanos. There's a lot to be afraid of in the implications of this story, and it's a very timely movie. So I think it's going to be all that to say. I think this is a Marvel movie that matters. Artistically, and also in terms of its construction, I feel like this is a movie. It's an ensemble piece where the ensemble is well served.
Do you just to highlight his performance at Right Now Only? What do you think of James Brolin?
Josh Brolin.
Excuse me, not his dad.
James Brolin was fantastic. Whenever he did westerns and stuff.
We can talk about the animation.
I'm glad he's dead.
Only half of him.
Stop it. All right, so what do you think of John or Josh?
Josh.
You know his name.
Jarrett.
Jay, yeah, Jay Brolin.
God, it was famous.
Sorry, JB. You know, thinking about it in hindsight, I loved
as we've spoken about, it's nice that he had such breathing room, that the character really had an arc and they was really able to develop. Because the obvious comparison is what Oscar Isaac was given to work with in X-Men Apocalypse. I'm only talking about surface level. On the surface, it is a similar character with a similar arc who has a similar menace and a similar power. But he didn't really have a lot of time to really develop that character. And I feel like Brolin really was given the opportunity. That said, for me, it's kind of a mixed thing because Brolin has been scarier elsewhere. Brolin has been more intimidating elsewhere. Brolin has been better elsewhere. I don't know if it's just the CGI rendering of his face, but at times I feel like either he's holding back or this character isn't rocking.
He seemed to have one main facial expression he kind of stuck to.
He was really good at Men in Black 3.
Oh, he was incredible in that.
I think
anybody who has to act as another actor in that same with the movie Age of Adelaide when you had to pretend to be another actor.
I love that Age of Adelaide got brought in. Yeah, but yes, please.
Yeah, because they should have used that guy for Solo, right?
Yeah. So overall for you, this was out of all of the 18 films that currently exist, does this one stand out?
Are you sure
it's
18 now? Because you didn't know that night.
Stand alone?
Well, because it's 19 including this one. Is that the official count?
I never counted them.
Because it's 18 and this makes 19, right? Yeah, that was the loophole.
Does this stand head and shoulders?
So Infinity, the next one is, well, I guess it wouldn't be the 20th because by that point there'd be another two movies out by then, right?
Yeah.
Is that counting or not counting Howard the Duck?
We have to count Howard.
And you got to count Blade, too.
Right?
It's an important
film. The Trinity?
Just the first one.
Just the first one.
Blade is not a Marvel movie.
It's totally a Marvel movie.
Totally is.
Not Cinematic Universe.
Marvel. Yeah, not MCU.
Not part of this calculated.
Yeah. Not Disney.
But it
Marvel.
Is a Marvel.
Is that better?
And same thing with the Ang Lee Hulk. That fits outside of this, even though it's just a few years before.
I love that movie. But anyway, so does this stand head and shoulders above most of the...
I'd say above all the Avenger movies, all the Thor movies, all the Captain America movies. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So right before we get out of here, we just got about 5 minutes left. Let's go around the table, get everybody's star rating. Or I should say, out of how many Infinity Stones... Would you
There's
give
six of them?
Yeah, I know.
That goes past our normal
That's
five.
Fine. No, we're doing six today. How many Infinity Stones would you give Infinity War there, Ganon?
Five, and then like half after Scarlet Witch breaks up Vision's thing.
When she kills him?
Well, that's a spoiler. Hello.
Yeah. We've lifted the ban, remember? Anyway.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, you know, the thing of it is, after the next one comes out, will we ever see anything this big? You know what I mean? Like, this is pretty huge.
To be fair, though, they did.
They're the first, and I don't. It's like
I don't
took
even
them
know
so
Marvel
long to build
could do
this.
It again.
It took them so long to build this that they're really in a field of their own right now. DC had an opportunity to kind of semi catch up, blew it a little bit. So they're like, whatever they do is going to be way lesser in scale than what happens. Yeah, now, Marvel is just setting the precedent
as they
go.
So you're giving it 5.5 Infinity Stones.
5.5.
All right. We're skipping you for now.
This is out of five, right?
Skipping you for now. Hang on. You're going to go last. You're going to go last.
You know what? Todd's just going to give it one. Let's go.
Aaron, how many Infinity Stones?
out of six.
Out of six.
Same as Dan. 5.5.
5.5. Wow. Professor Barry.
So how does this work? So I gave it 3 stars on Earth. So with the Infinity Stones, was
three
that?
And three, three and one third.
So you'd have to get. I would assume it'd be like 4.5.
So all right, so 4.5 Infinity Stones.
Okay,
that was a pretty glowing review to still be a couple stones shy.
Right, Professor Barry. Huh?
So what was bad about it then?
Oh, we can talk about that.
It's about
next
comics.
Hour.
Yeah,
he hates comics.
That was a glowing review to still only be three.
Format, sir, what about you? How many Infinity Stones do you give this puppy?
I gave it 6, but half of them went away, so.
They turned into dust, he's like.
Dr. Leeks, what about you, sir? How many Infinity Stones do you give it?
So, without the last 10% of the movie, the final half of Thor's arc,
yeah,
it would have just been 5, but it's 6 of 6 after. Like, when Thor comes in and whoops that ass. Everybody in the theater wants to just jump up and scream, man. It was like the most incredible thing I've ever seen in a Marvel movie.
He should have aimed for the head.
10-4.
Great aim, Thor.
Nice. And last,
or at least cut the arm off. So
he
could
have been 2 seconds earlier because he just snapped his finger. Right. That was the whole thing everybody's trying to avoid.
Last but certainly not least, Todd Bernardi.
I already gave his one.
Man. Infinity Stones. How many would you give it?
I think that this is kind of an awful movie. So I think I'm not going to give it any Infinity Stones.
All right. I can't wait to hear this next hour.
Can I review Todd?
It's going to be fantastic.
Does it even have the gauntlet without the stones, at least?
We're good. Okay, listen, everybody write
down. He gives it one empty gauntlet.
Okay, everybody's going to get a pen. Next hour, everybody's going to get a pen and paper, and he's going to review it, and everybody's going to write down what they have, what counterpoints they need to make to Todd's argument. So that's coming up next hour. But anyway, before we do get out of here. We're going
to Todd, why did you come to the podcast?
Right before we get out of here, you guys can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/NerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation.
How many Thanos stones did you give it?
Oh, that's right. I give my review is 5 Infinity Stones.
Okay.
For sure.
So Vision gets to live?
Yeah, Vision gets to live. So you guys can also follow us on Instagram at @the_NerdWatch. And you can also check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. And donate to the podcast if the spirit moves you. And give to...
Let the spirit move you.
Yeah, for sure. Do that.
Give us the money.
Even if you need, like, groceries or basic necessities.
All of the rupees come to the NerdWatch.
And we really appreciate those that have pledged. We thank you so much for your help and to make this pod grow. We certainly do appreciate it. Thank you very much. But we'll be back for part 2. So if you're listening to us on part the podcast, 3. Just stay tuned. It's going to be right above part 1. So if you're looking at the podcast, it'll be this. Let's say part 1.
I think they know how that works.
I think you know how podcasts work. Yeah. Oh, and you can check us out on Stitcher. I keep getting messages all the time about we didn't know you were on Stitcher, and I say it all the time. So everybody
you don't
likes
say it enough.
Yeah, apparently we're not. So we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. So until part 2 of this show,
Mr. Stark,
for Gannett,
I don't feel too good.
For Todd. For Aaron, and we'll get into your master of hard media, by the way, next hour. For Professor Barry, for the gaming guru himself, Format, and of course, the Godfather comic books, Dr. Daddy Leaks, IMG Money. We'll see you next hour. We go more in depth on Infinity War. Until then, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, we say to you guys, Aloha.
Go with Jesus.
Avengers Assemble. All right.
Go see something other than Avengers this weekend.
It's Avengers.
Out of Britain.
That's right. Stay tuned. Next hour, Todd's review. You don't want to miss it.